Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings. I don't want to underemphasize how important it is to the theme of the book of Ephesians that the reader realize that Paul is elevating the status of the Gentile to that of the Jew in the eyes of God. I don't want to underdevelop that because he works very hard through the second chapter on into where we are now in the third chapter. We read 4 yesterday, let's comment, by which when you read you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. He introduces a mystery in the third verse. He calls it the mystery of Christ in the fourth verse. And now we go to the fifth verse to find out that this mystery, which we won't really know until we get to the sixth verse what that mystery is, though you can have a good idea if you've been reading every verse. But this mystery has been revealed. It's not a mystery waiting to be revealed. Verse 5, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets. Telling in this verse is that Paul uses the phrase other ages. So he knew, remember, in chapter 1, verse 21, he says of Jesus, he's above principality, power, might, dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that age which is to come. In the third chapter now, verse 5, he's talking about other ages in the past. He does not really go into detail as to when the ages start and when they stop, but he knows, as you and I know, simply by reading the Word, that there have been different ages throughout the Bible in which God moved. We now call them by covenant, is really what God was doing. He was working through covenant with Noah, covenant with Abraham, covenant with Israel, covenant now through Jesus. And what's been revealed to us has been revealed to the sons of men as it has been revealed by the Spirit, we're in verse 5, to his holy apostles and his prophets. Done deal. What he has revealed has been revealed by the Holy Spirit. What is it that's been revealed? Verse 6, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel. Meaning that what Paul's been working on now since the middle of the second chapter, where Gentiles called uncircumcised have been brought into the Father through Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit, that was a mystery that was not revealed in the Old Testament. It's hinted at in the Old Testament. When God says to a Gentile, by you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Abraham was a Gentile. And then you deal primarily with Israel, all the way, even through the life of Christ. Jesus said, I came for Israel. And then after that, the gospel begins to explode out. Paul says it was a mystery. It's being revealed now, has been revealed by the Spirit through the prophets and the apostles, that Gentiles are supposed to be on the same ground. That God's design was not just to take care of law-breaking Israelites, but to take care of the sin of the world. So this whole separation between Jew and Gentile that we're still working in our minds is completely opposite of what Paul had in mind for the church. Tomorrow, I'll close the mystery revealed passage, which ends in the seventh verse. Then we get into the purpose of the mystery, which we'll do in the month of April. But tomorrow's our last teaching day for the month of March. Then on the 31st, we're going to do some announcements, but they're very important because they're going to talk about some events you don't know about. So we'll release those to you in a couple of days. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.